Although the majority of new coronavirus cases is no longer being diagnosed in China, the world's focus on Wuhan as ground zero for the infection and how quickly the illness spread in that region inevitably linked it to people of Chinese origin, including Chinese Americans. As our government downplayed concerns and sent out conflicting messages, houses of worship stepped up. And a compelling read about that is headlined U.S. Chinese Churches on the Front Lines of Coronavirus Vigilance. The author is Religion News Service national reporter and senior editor Yonat Shimron, and I am really pleased to have her join us right now on State of Belief Radio. Yonat, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
About how many churches across the country serve predominantly Chinese congregations? Do you know?
I don't know exactly. Most Chinese Christian churches are non-denominational, and so it's very hard to know how many there are. We know that there are about 200 Chinese Christian churches that belong to, that affiliate with the Southern Baptist Convention. Mm-hmm. There's probably a far larger number that are non-denominational. And then there's probably a good number of Presbyterian Christian churches that are mostly Chinese.
Are you very familiar with them? But they're not in the people are not hearing about them very much. Do you know a lot about them?
I don't know a lot about them, but I did talk to half a dozen pastors, mm-hmm. Mostly in the South. And I've been covering them off and on mm-hmm. through the years, so I have a little bit of familiarity with them.
Yonat, what steps do you see some of these churches taking in response to the current situation?
Well, they've really taken it upon themselves to be very cautious about the coronavirus and to implement all kinds of safety protocols. One church I visited in Cary, North Carolina, had a big, bold sign in yellow outside of the church doors. It was taped to the door saying attention in bold letters, and it warned members not to bring their children to the church if they have traveled abroad in the past 2 weeks. And I found that that was pretty typical of lots of Chinese Christian churches, in that they are self-quarantining themselves. Mm-hmm. In other words, if they've traveled abroad, particularly to China or to Asia more generally, they don't go to church for 2 weeks after they return to make sure that they're not contagious and that they're not carrying the virus. It's less an issue now because the United States has most of the major airline carriers are no longer traveling to China. And it's been several weeks that that's been the case. So there's not a way to travel back and mm-hmm. forth anymore. At least initially, that was the case. And now that the virus spread to other countries outside of China, it may be that these churches are continuing to take these precautions. Mm-hmm.
I think it's noteworthy how quickly some faith leaders stepped up to address this new and unexpected challenge. In speaking with some of them, what did you hear about that?
Yeah, I mean, they really have done a wonderful job. They're very civic-minded, a lot of the Chinese Christian churches that I've spoken to, and very law-abiding, and they have made a lot of, they've canceled a lot of events, a lot of Sunday school classes, a lot of, very often in Chinese Christian churches, after services on Sunday, they'll gather for a meal, fellowship meal. And a lot of these meals have been canceled. They have taken a lot of creative steps to keep the congregation going. But for example, I talked to some churches that have started to meet online for Sunday school rather than in person. Mm-hmm. So they've also some churches have decided to change the way they do communion. Instead of drinking from a common cup, for example, they'll have these prepackaged vials of grape juice in a wafer. They're individually packaged and hand those out instead. So they've done a very good job of taking all the precautions necessary to avoid contagion.
I think if I'm right that you pointed out that in some Chinese churches, as many as 50% of the congregation just has dropped off and is not going to the building.
That's right. It's gotten a little better. That was initially when the outbreak began, which was around, by the way, the outbreak began around the Chinese New Year, which is a time when many Chinese Americans fly back to China to celebrate the holiday with their family and loved ones. And so this year, that was kind of a lot of those celebrations were canceled. But many of these Christians decided they to stay away from church just in case. Those numbers, though, are beginning to climb back up. But yes, initially about half the congregation didn't show up.
Have you, in your conversations with the people in the Chinese churches, have you heard any of them comment about how the government is supporting them in this time, or how the government is not supporting them in this time? Have they talked about that at all?
They didn't. The only agency I think they've been in touch with are the Centers for Disease Control, and they've been following their guidelines very closely and implementing them in their churches. But I don't think, other than the Centers for Disease Control, I don't think they've been in touch with anyone else.
How are faith leaders helping congregants deal with actual personal loss of loved ones at a time when it is so difficult to muster perhaps the most important component for healing, and that is community support?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of the churches that I spoke to said that they knew members who were intimately affected by the coronavirus. I spoke to a pastor in Richmond, Virginia, who told me that one of the members of his congregation lost her father to the coronavirus in Wuhan. And she was not able to travel back for his funeral because there are no flights going back there. So it's been a very difficult time. And the church has really tried to support her and offer comfort and fellowship with her. But I know that this is true of a lot of Chinese Christian churches. I was speaking to another woman who attends a Chinese Christian church in Raleigh, North Carolina, where some of her classmates, she is from China, and her classmates were living in Wuhan and affected by the virus, and tried to send them face masks and other supplies in the mail, and has been in constant contact with them through the Chinese mobile app called WeChat, which is how they use to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear any of the faith leaders talk about cooperation, active cooperation with public health agencies in the country?
I did not hear. I mean, I know that a lot of these Chinese Christian churches are, you know, have very educated members, and there are doctors on their amid the congregation who are members, and I know that they've consulted with physicians that are members. I don't know to what extent they've reached out beyond, much beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense of how other churches have related to Chinese churches in this time of crisis?
Yeah, I don't. I was really amazed by how much they've taken on by themselves. I know that the Southern Baptist Convention has been had a phone call with many of the Chinese churches that affiliate with them and prayed for them. The one of the administrators of the Southern Baptist Convention held a call with many of the leaders of their churches to do that. And so they've been in contact, you know, to the extent that they are denominationally affiliated. I think the denomination has offered mm-hmm. a lot of support.
We talked about the fact that this is now spreading. We don't know exactly what the end of it is going to be. Have you seen other houses of worship preparing themselves and their members as this virus moves across geographic and ethnic lines with such ease?
Only anecdotally, I know that that's happening, and it will continue to happen. I imagine that certainly communion might change the way that communion is done. But I know that in other countries, we had a report from Rome about how the coronavirus is affecting Lent and Ash Wednesday, which was 2 days ago, mm-hmm. Over there. Because Italy has had is beginning to feel the effects of the coronavirus with many people infected, and I imagine that in the United States this is you know, to the extent that the virus grows here, I'm sure there will be more of a reaction. From churches will take on much more of a role, and they can look to their Chinese Christian neighbors for guidance.
Writing about this now just over a month into the pandemic, what did you hear or what did you discover that had the most impact on you? What is there a story? Is there an image that stayed with you from what you found in your reporting?
Well, you know, I go back to that story of this one woman who, unfortunately, I couldn't talk to, but I was just struck by how terrible it must be to lose a loved one abroad and not be able to go back and attend the funeral. That just struck me as so touching and mm-hmm. So heartbreaking. It's a crisis that the pandemic, if it is a pandemic, it's certainly an epidemic, is going to reach out and touch all of us, I think, in some ways. And, you know, I can only hope that it might unite us as well.
Yonat Shimron is national reporter and senior editor at Religion News Service, which offers nonpartisan, nonsectarian, nonprofit coverage of really the most important religious stories of our time. You can find her article, U.S. Chinese Churches on the Front Lines of Coronavirus Vigilance, online at religionnews.com. Yonah, thank you so much for giving us some time and being with us to help us better understand what's going on here. Thank you.
My pleasure.